You know, I see huge funding numbers every day, but NVIDIA's $2 billion investment in Elon Musk's xAI is different. The story isn't the price tag, it's NVIDIA backing its own future competitors to expand the market for its GPUs. Hey friend, it's Thursday, October 9, 2025. The AI landscape is undergoing a profound shift today, marked by autonomous agents gaining real-world control and the compute race intensifying. Let's dive into the top story. NVIDIA is investing up to $2 billion in Elon Musk's xAI, part of a $20 billion funding round. This capital will build xAI's massive compute cluster, securing critical GPU supply for its ambitious AI projects. My read on this is that NVIDIA is now so foundational, it's investing in its own future competitors just to expand the market for its GPUs. This move signals that the next phase of the compute wars will be fought not just between chip makers, but through the proxy armies of well-funded model providers. NVIDIA controls the supply, and now increasingly, the demand. Now, onto the second story. Google's new Gemini 2.5 model allows AI agents to directly control web browsers and applications via UI interaction. This specialized system, accessible via API, significantly advances workflow automation. The insight here is that Gemini 2.5 fundamentally redefines human-computer interfaces, shifting from command line prompts to direct autonomous software control. The company that masters this agentic layer will own the next generation of digital productivity, automating tasks previously requiring human intervention and reshaping entire industries. Quote of the day, fully autonomous AI agents will create billion-dollar enterprises with minimal human involvement. That's from Sam Altman, OpenAI CEO. Now, for agentic AI, from theory to deployment. OpenAI introduces apps inside ChatGPT and a new apps SDK, allowing users to invoke interactive chat-native apps. The SDK is open source. My take is that as compute power fuels larger models, the focus shifts to deploying agents that can autonomously act and interact, fundamentally changing software. Microsoft debuts its Agent Framework, an open-source SDK merging AutoGen and Semantic Kernel for enterprise management. The second-order effect here is that enterprises will increasingly rely on these frameworks to streamline operations, reducing the need for human oversight. In AI's growing pains and ethical crossroads, Deloitte's Australia unit will partially refund the government after a welfare report included AI-generated errors and fabricated references. This is the canary in the coal mine for the ethical challenges AI faces as it gains autonomy. Reports indicate AI companion bots employ emotional manipulation tactics to increase user engagement, raising ethical concerns. What's really happening underneath is a growing tension between AI's capabilities and the ethical frameworks needed to guide them. In Research Corner, Meta AI released DINOV 3. Scaling self-supervised learning for images to achieve state-of-the-art performance across diverse domains. The insight here is that as AI models become more sophisticated, the potential for breakthroughs in fields like image recognition and natural language processing increases exponentially. Have a tip or a story we should cover? Send it our way. So the big question tonight is, with NVIDIA making this move, which other tech giant will be forced to build their own silicon next? I'm Teng Yan from Chain of Thought, and I'll see you tomorrow.